Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about what moms need for their skin. And there are so many ages and stages that we go through as women, and it's so important to understand what your skin needs at each of these transitions in your life. So I get a lot of questions from pregnant ladies and breastfeeding ladies about what we can do for our skin during these various times. So I'm going to talk to you about pregnancy, acne in adolescence, about breastfeeding, about the times when you're having low estrogens and menopause, high estrogens and flare-ups, and busy mom skin. I love, love, love the idea that you need to take care of your skin differently at each age and stage of your life. And that begins in adolescence, when your skin is extra oily, when your oil glands produce oils in a disorganized fashion, and that tends to cause breakouts. There is slow drainage of the oil glands. We need to use products that are exfoliators, like exfoliating scrubs, glycolic washes that remove dead skin from the layers and surface of the skin. Retin-A products like our Diamond Line Refine is amazing, that brings dead skin to the surface and that creates this organizational structure where your oil glands drain better so they don't plug as often. And I also love good benzoyl peroxide wash as well as a spot treatment. These are the things that are going to help with acneic skin. That's true not only for adolescents but also for moms and people in their middle ages who are developing hormonal acne around the mouth. We call it perioral acne, perioral dermatitis. Very common that it will flare during stages of estrogen dominance. And then let's talk about what we do during pregnancy. Pregnancy is another critical phase of skin change. During pregnancy, your skin will stretch. Stretch marks happen because of excess traction on the skin, and the fibroblasts grow in a disorganized manner. The collagen has to be produced super fast, and we get striae, red marks, white marks with collagen, and the skin has some definite changes in its stretch. While we can't use Retin-A products during pregnancy for stretch marks, we can use them after pregnancy. Remember, during pregnancy, you want to avoid Retin-A products and actives, especially like Accutane, of course, especially like some of the active antibiotics like clindamycin, benzoyl peroxides. These things we want to avoid during pregnancy. You can use vitamin C, and I highly recommend using vitamin C during pregnancy to give your skin a beautiful glow and a vibrance and a freshness to it. I love my triple shot serum, which has vitamin C, a dose of resveratrol, and peptide tightening caffeine. Very low amounts, it's not gonna get into your bloodstream, but enough to tighten the skin. And these three are really great for pregnant moms as well. I also love our night cream, which is really dense with ceramides, peptides. Any kind of peptide creams are great during pregnancy because these are going to be beneficial to the skin without causing irritation or harm to the developing embryo. And in pregnancy, you may still continue to get some breakouts. It's totally fine to use over-the-counter topical things that are drying agents, like spot treatment gels, for example, Clearasil, or a very low-dose benzoyl peroxide spot treatment gel. Those are fine to use during pregnancy. When you are having excess production of androgens and excess estrogens, you are going to be prone to more melasma. Remember, there's an increase in melanin during pregnancy that temporarily causes darkening of the skin around the areolas, down the midline periumbilical area, and especially in the pubic areas. Under eyes too, and cheeks will develop more melasma. The hormones just totally activate and turn on, and this stays on during pregnancy and after pregnancy while you're breastfeeding and nursing. And so people ask a lot about what they can do with melasma. We definitely recommend waiting until you've completed your pregnancy, nursing, and breastfeeding before you use any of our bleaching pads, which have hydroquinone and strong ingredients, but you can use natural lighteners like vitamin C. And you definitely can use exfoliating techniques. You can do microdermabrasion. We can do very light glycolic peels. The glycolic peel pads are excellent. Remember, glycolic acid is a sugar acid, and that is safe to use. Glycolic products in general would be safe to use. I think that melasma is a chronic condition, and as soon as you're done nursing and breastfeeding, you're gonna want to jump on some hydroquinone bleaching pads. I have some great brightening pads on our skin hairline, and we do up to 6, 8, or 10% hydroquinone, and that really truly is the gold standard. But in addition to the hydroquinone, we also have natural lightening agents like kojic acid, emblica, licorice-based products, which are all lighteners and inhibitors of melanogenesis. So those things you can start when you're completed nursing, done with breastfeeding, no longer planning to get pregnant again. That's the right time to start working on brown spots. I definitely am a big fan of the glycolics during pregnancy because you will improve dullness. You'll turn over the surface skin. You'll get that nice vibrant glow. It breaks down, glycolics break down the bonds between your dead skin cells and allow the skin to really shine. Now, after pregnancy, as a busy, busy mom, after you're done nursing and breastfeeding, toddler stage, life goes crazy. You have no more time for yourself. You barely have time for a shower and a toothbrush. And these are the times that you really need to think about dehydration. Your skin becomes dehydrated so easily. I love to use hyaluronic acids to satisfy this problem because they are amazing to bring in 1,000 times their water weight into the skin. And not all hyaluronics are created the same. Our hyaluronic is called Deep Blue Hydration Serum, and this one is fractionated into 3 small molecules. They penetrate the surface of the skin. They draw water in at the depth that they're going to really make a difference with topical lines. It's even like a topical line filler. And I love it for the crepey tissues and the little crepey crinklies around the eyes, the lips, the neck. It's amazing. And 2 drops does your whole face with the Deep Blue Hydration. I like hyaluronic acids for busy moms because they don't drink enough water, and this brings water content into the skin. Definitely adding a moisturizer that has peptides, ceramides, and vitamins that are going to improve skin structure and foundation is so important. If you're not drinking enough, if you're running around, if you're in the sun at the park and sports events, and soccer momming, you are going to have transepidermal water loss. And so I think very critical to have a basic, simple routine that puts moisture in your skin. So hyaluronic, add some vitamin C. So when you're out there in the sun, you're getting sun protection, antioxidant brightening, and add your sunscreen. That's what we do for busy, busy moms. If you are a very good multitasker at night, remember to add your Retin-A. Lines and wrinkles will develop. There's stress, there's cortisol levels going up, there's collagen going down due to estrogen changes, and it's such an important time in your 30s and 40s and beyond to start using a Retin-A every night at bedtime for busy, busy moms and for people who are, you know, running around doing things and not necessarily wanting a huge skincare routine. At the bare minimum, you need to do a hydrating serum, a vitamin C, a sunscreen, and a skin structuring, rebuilding collagen booster like Retin-A, like Diamond Line Refine is the one I use in my line. I'm also a big fan of products that have niacinamide because these have so many anti-aging benefits. They improve tone, they work on melanin and pigment, evening the skin tone. They are good for pore size. They're just overall really great. Niacinamide is one of those products that's going to help every skin type. As you approach menopause, then moms that are no longer so busy running around, maybe more at the top of their game, starting to get hot flashes, hair thinning, skin dermal atrophy changes. This is where your body reduces its collagen production by 50%. Estrogens give your skin a little more oils and sebum. So when menopause takes effect, these sebaceous glands are inhibited. We definitely have less oil production, and we want to add a ton of moisture into the skin. I love a good stem cell growth factor, and I think this is the right age to do it. Twice a day as a moisturizer, I love my Transform stem cell growth factor. I will definitely use vitamin C and hyaluronic with that, both morning and night. And with your stem cell growth factor at night, use your Retin-A. Those are things that are going to help your skin age smoothly. Come into the office, start doing treatments like peels, microneedlings, and lasers. You got to give yourself a boost. Hormones may change, but your spirit and attitude, it's all in your head. Your age, it's all in your head. You might as well have skin that reflects who you think you are in your head. So don't let yourself break down. Don't let children take the best out of you. If you let them, kids will take everything out of you. Everything. And you know this if you've been pregnant. You know this if you have infants, babies, toddlers, teens. kids take everything and moms give it willingly. And, you know, God bless them. It's the best thing ever in your whole life that you'll ever do is to have kids. But I don't want you to forget the woman that you are. I don't want you to forget the girl with those dreams. And I don't want you to forget to take good care of yourself. Skincare is the number one way you can do that. Give yourself your 5 minutes of skincare. Think about what age and stage you're in and take good care of you. That's it for now, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all my mothers out there and my own mother. Love you so much. And I hope you guys will take some time to take good care of yourself. We have an amazing 20% off skincare sale going on right now. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare for Mother's Day. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful, moms.